Okay. Hold on. I know how this looks, but he's just really tired and he passed out. That's it. And he's my boyfriend, so... Wait. Can you come closer for me? I don't bite. Not that hard, at least. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god, it's you! I can't believe it's really you! I've searched all these years and I can finally have you back. I thought I lost you all those years ago. And yet now I am the happiest person in the world right now. Maybe there really is a god. What do you mean you don't recognize me? It's me, your lover from 1462 to 1467. Oh, right, you're a new person now, and it's also been 427 years since I lost you, so your soul probably wouldn't be able to remember me. Even though we met 400 years ago, I will never, ever forget that day. You don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. How about you take a seat and I'll fill you in? You want to get comfy. It might take all night, but I'll try to keep it short and sweet. I was the leader of a now forgotten empire back in 1462. We had just ended a 5-month siege against a city that refused to pay their taxes. We did what we had to do to teach them a lesson, as well as set an example for future cities that might rebel. When they surrendered, our army marched in to take over the city while executing these peasants who refused to give in. I kicked down the door of a small house, and that was when our eyes met for the very first time. I saw you, or the past you anyway, and trust me when I said I fell head over fucking heels. I knew that I couldn't let anyone else have you, so I carried you and hid you from my army. You looked afraid despite my assurance that I won't hurt you, and you didn't believe me, but you had your reasons. I get that. I brought you back to my castle, showed you to your room, but you locked yourself in there for 5 whole days. 5 whole days! It hurt me so much that you refused to see me, but I promised myself that I'd make things right, that I will make you love me. It's getting late and we're barely halfway through, so why don't we head back to my place? Hey baby, good morning. Oh, yeah, the sun has risen. I want to apologize for knocking you out last night. It's just that you have a history of not following me to places. But that just makes me love you even more. Yes, I did tie you to the bed, so you couldn't get away from me. Now, where were we? Right. You begged me to let you out of your room because you were starving. You had your fill and were immediately out like the light. I cuddled you all night, feeling your warmth. Ever since then, you were collared and leashed up, always by my side. We were together for 5 long and amazing years. And then we got married in 1466, I was so desperate to be wrapped up in your arms, and I could see that you wanted it too. With you tight to the bed like you are right now, we fucked so hard that I thought we caused an earthquake. Then in 1457, my empire went into another war, and their queen was trying her fucking hardest to seduce you during peace talks. But you belong to me, and if I can't have you, then nobody can. To hell with peace talks. I'm waging a fucking war. I tied you up in the castle church, but when I came back from the war, all I saw was you lying on the floor with a knife to your heart. They had found you. It felt as if the knife were through my heart too. In rage, I tore down the cross and swung my axe at it viciously, hacking it into pieces. If there were a god, how could they let this happen? It would never have happened. The splintered wood pierced me, sending blood spraying all over my face. Some of it trickled into my mouth, and that's how I became what I am today, a vampire. I know it's a lot to take in. You can ask me any questions, and I'll be here to answer them. I'll never leave your side again. You know, I haven't seen a cock since. So, would you mind if I... What am I talking about? Of course you wouldn't. You love me so much. No, stop struggling. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're playing hard to get. You can't trick me, you know? Oh, fuck. It's even more beautiful than I remembered. I'm just going to stroke it with the soles of my feet. I promise, nothing more. You're leaking so much already. It seems like time had no impact on my skills. I remember how much you loved it when I stroked you nice and slow, spreading your juices all over your cock. You'd moan when I put pressure on your cock while stroking it between my toes. Just like you are right now. I can even see your tears of happiness. It feels so amazing to be reunited with you again. What's that? I can't hear you over your taped mouth, baby. But I'm sure you're telling me how much you enjoy it and want me to stroke you until you come. Will I though? That depends on how much you're begging for it. Oh, I'm just joking. Of course I'd make you come. I love you, and I love how much you'd always come for me. Always. Every single time. That's how much you love me. Speaking of your love for me, I've never tried deep throating before. You'd let me do it, wouldn't you? That's a loud shriek. I'm assuming you're excited for it. I'll lick you nice and wet first, because I love you too. Mm-hmm. Does it feel good? I can hear you moaning non-stop. I can feel your cock twitching in my throat. Playing with your cum and spreading it all over your abdomen with my feet. But since you're responsible for this mess, I'll have to make you clean it up. I will remove the tape over your mouth, but you have to promise me you won't make a sound, okay? Good boy. Now lick my feet clean. That's right. You're doing a good job. What a good boy. Oh no, are you whimpering from the joy of coming for me? You're the best lover ever. Now that we're back together again, I'm never letting you out of my sight. Nor this room. Never.